why you shouldn't vote.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I know where you're at. In many states now, you've got this situation to where you may have your ballot in hand. Okay, if you're in a state where you've got to go in and do it, well, you'll make the decision on that day. But if you're watching this within the next 24 hours, you may be in a situation where you have your ballot in hand, or at least your sample ballot, and you're trying to say, oh, who am I going to vote for? What am I going to do? Should I even vote at all? Is it even worth my time? Is it even worth my effort? Let me tell you something. If you need to ask yourself whether it's worth your time or effort to vote, it's not. That's not a popular opinion, I know. A lot of people, their hair is going to automatically combust, and they're going to run around and scream and say, how can you say such a thing? But I want you to hear me out, okay? People who do not know enough to have a strong opinion one way or the other. I'm not saying you should absolutely know who you want for president, or you should absolutely know who you want for any position. I'm not saying that across the board. I mean, every time I sit down with the ballot, I keep myself pretty knowledgeable as far as politics go. And every time I sit down with a ballot, there's always something in there that's a surprise to me, where I'm like, I wonder what this is. And I have to do a little bit of digging, and I got to do a little bit of researching. Not saying you should know all that, but if there's a point at which you don't have some strong philosophy, some strong belief as to where you think things should be going or should not be going, or who would be a better leader versus not a better leader, if you don't already come with those, if you haven't spent any time in the last 4 to 8 years thinking about these things, then you probably, starting right now, you probably should not be voting unless you're going to spend a couple days boning up and learning what has happened and where we're at and where we're going, and whether you think that's right or whether you think that's wrong, or whether you think it's more right than wrong or wrong than right. You know, you have to have some background. If you don't have any background, yeah, you have a right to vote. You have the ability to go out there and vote. But you're not going to be doing anybody any good. I don't even care if you vote the right way. I don't care if you vote the way I want you to vote. You're not going to be doing anybody any good, because you're setting up the string, the momentum. And I would encourage everybody that has not come to an opinion yet not to vote. Don't do it, unless you're going to do some serious studying before you sit down and actually do your voting. And you should. I'm all for more people voting, but more people that care, not more people that don't care. Having people that don't care vote creates bad results. And this should be logical, and this should be non-political. This isn't one side versus another, I don't think. I think you can, unless you're for everything completely combusting, which you might be, and maybe that's your opinion. If you want everything to completely combust and you don't care if the whole voting system goes into heck in a handbasket, that's fine. I get you. But we got to encourage people. If you come from my point of view, in the sense that you think more people should vote that have background in it or are willing to look up background in it, then I don't care how you vote. I think we're on the right track. I think education is always the best thing. I think talking about it is the best thing. I think communicating and debating in a non-emotional way, just getting together and actually taking pieces apart. I love arguing with people who are on the complete opposite end of my side, as long as we can sit down and get past the emotional garbage arguments that are out in the media and social media, if we can get past that as quickly as possible and get down to the meat of what we're really after, because I think most of us are after the same thing. What it really comes down to is there's at least two major sides and a lot of other in-between sides that are fighting over how to accomplish the same goal. And the average person is, I think, really after the same goal. I think we all really want the same thing. We all really want a better world. And we all really want a freer world, in the sense that we be able to be who we're meant to be, in a sense. And hopefully all this makes sense. I think if you can hear my point of view, I'm not encouraging you to vote. I'm encouraging you not to vote if you don't have the drive to vote. Don't let anyone push you into voting, because there's no use. We don't want this to be a popularity contest. It needs to go beyond that. We need to think a little harder about it. And I'm for more thinkers voting. Let me know what you think. I know this is a little bit more controversial. We tend to talk business here, but I felt the need to kind of toss this out there just because of the time of the season. You may be watching this at another time. I don't care if this is 20 years in the future. What do you think about that concept? Because I bet it still is not talked about very often. So leave me a comment. Love to hear it. I'd love to go back and forth with you on it. And I'd love to have some more guests on this show. I have a lot of guests on my other podcasts, which you can go check out. We've got Grants Pass VIP, which is a local podcast, but anybody can listen to it because the same issues affect everyone everywhere. GrantsPassVIP.com. I also have Off the Grid Biz Podcast, which is a podcast all about self-reliance and the business side of self-reliance. Off the Grid Biz. com. And go check out those podcasts too, and let me know what you think about all these issues, because business is really all about life. And whether you own a business or you work in a business or with businesses, you certainly buy from businesses, it affects everybody. And I'd love to hear some of your thoughts and get more of a back and forth. I'm thinking in the next year we're going to be doing a lot more back and forth with people here on Brian J. Pombo Live. We'll be back tomorrow. Go check out my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. Get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. Be back here tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and let the magic happen.